And let's see, how, when did you say this house was built?
Around the turn of the century, I don't know exactly when. I'll tell you, it must have been around 1900, because when I went to get my delayed birth certificate, when I went to Europe, I had to get a delayed birth certificate. And I wrote to my mother, had lived in Detroit, Texas, and I thought that in 1900 that's where we were living. And so I wrote for the census record for the 1900, and when it came back, instead of that, we were living back in Shreveport, and we were living, I believe in that thing, we were living on Park Avenue, and when we lived on Park Avenue, they were building our house, and then we moved over on another little street closer, and so they could watch the building of it to see that it was done right, which was a good thing. Anytime you're having a house built, it's good to watch them, because they tried to slip some underpinnings on there that weren't according to specifications, and my father had them to put the right 4x4 or whatever they were supposed to put in there.
Did you ever live in Texas?
Lived in, I was little when my mother moved to Detroit.
Where is Detroit?
Don't ask me. My sister was born in Gainesville, and they moved to Gainesville. I'll show you a picture of my mother and father when they married. I gave the set of them to my daughter here a while back. I had two sets of them.
How long do you think you lived in Detroit, Frank?
I really don't think we lived there very long, and I really wouldn't know, because I wasn't more than 3 or 4 years old. That's my first memory of remembering anything, any one thing. And that thing I remember is that we were making a frog house in the middle of the road, and that with two or three other children, and we had, did you ever make frog houses? Yeah. And we had just a whole row of them right in the middle of the road, and just after we got them all made, here came this man in a buggy with a horse, one horse, and we just knew he was going to tear down all of our frog houses. But he guided that horse so that the horse was on one side of them and the wheel was on the other, and he did not knock down one. Now I remember that as long. That's the first thing I've ever, so far as memory is concerned, that I remember, and I must have been 3 or 4 years old, I guess.
You said you had a fireplace in the house. You know, on the fireplace, the thing that comes out on the floor in front of the fireplace?
Yeah.
You call that the
hearth.
Okay. What do you call the things that you set the wood on?
Andirons.
Okay. Do you ever hear another name for those?
There is another name, but I can't remember what it is.
What about the thing that goes up above?
We didn't have anything above.
Well, where you can set something.
Oh, the mantelpiece?
Okay. Do you ever hear another name for that?
No, we always called it the mantelpiece. And I miss them too, because I packed away a lot of my pretty stuff that we had on the mantel. In fact, that came off of the mantel.
This house doesn't have any mantelpieces?
I presume where that closet is, there was fireplace that they took down, and I think that there was probably another one in that room that was taken down, and it's a bad idea to take them down, because it weakens your structure of your house when you take them out. They help hold your house firm.
Say if you wanted to start a fire, what kind of wood might you use to start it with?
started it with pet pine splinters. And then seems like it was oak. And I know that so often my father would order the wood a certain length and it would be too long. If we got it, we'd have to put it on these horses, we call them horses, you know. They